Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, Text Number 10.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Translation. Money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life? Thieves, professional servants, or soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money even by risking their very dear lives.
Kono artha tishnan visije pranin kopi ja ichitah jang kinati asubhi preshthai saskara sevaka bhane. So, the beginning of an spectrum of Kumarong Atavis Pranta, Dharmanda. This material world, beginning, those are not trained. Then, beginning is hankering after union for sex and Pumshanasya Mishniva, this is the material world, attraction. And when they are united, the attraction increases, we have already discussed. In this way, for attraction, for material wealth, atagdhya, chitrap, sutapta vittari, in this way, material possessions, material facilities, we increase. Modern civilization, they simply increasing material wants. The process is pravittireshan bhutana nirvittesu mahaphala. Natural tendency is because we have come to enjoy this material world. Conditioned soul means we wanted to enjoy this material world, to serve anyone. Although our constitutional position is to serve, but artificially we want to give up service and we want to enjoy, that is, material disease. So gradually, if we want to material, enjoy material world, then we require money. Money is the via media for enjoyment of material world. People are working so hard, day and night, just to get money, because money is the source or the means of sense enjoyment. That is the disease, sense enjoyment. But actually, our life, especially human life, we should be sober to understand. That has already been explained by Prahlad Maharaj. That this sense enjoyment, it can be obtained in any form of life. Sukham angiyakam jatta vidya dehudugina dehina. Just this morning, we are discussing about mosquito. The mosquito is so teeny, little scrap immediately, But he has got all the facilities of sense enjoyment. We have to study nature in this way. You will find so many different varieties of insects come in light. In your country, it is not so, but in our country, tropical climate, hundreds and thousands of varieties of insects, they come. There are 1,100,000 varieties of insects. Jalyana Ulakhani, Savara Alakhavinsati, Krimaya Rudra Sankata, Krimaya means insects. They are 1,100,000 varieties. How many you have seen? Man, there are so many. So, you'll find they have got all equipment for sensitivity. Even the smallest, fullest of that insect. So we are discussing about the mosquito. Mosquito, as soon as he sits down any part of your body, immediately he injects his that nozzle and within a second sucks the blood. Immediately. And if you allow 2 seconds, then his belly is filled up with blood. Just see the facility. So this life, this mosquito life is that there was strong desire to drink blood. So nature has given the facility of life. But the body is very, very small. Mosquito, the body would have been very vast, then it will kill every man. So he has been offered very small, teeny body, so that his desire is to suck blood, but it cannot suck blood very much. He must be so bad. So many. This is called adhibhauti. Adhibhauti means you are troubled by other divinities. This bug, this mosquito, and many others. Just like you are passing on the road, a dog comes, bugs, and so this is called adhibhauti, adhyatmic, pertaining to the body, mind, and other living entities, and adhidaivi, offered with nature, they are always trouble. So, the point is that actually we do not require things for sense gratification, this is especially in the human form of life, that we have enjoyed. Even the mosquito is also enjoying. The bug is also enjoying. The arrangement is so nice by nature and by prakritik kriyamanani, gunai karvani sarvato. Everyone has got the facilities for sense enjoyment. Why not human being? Human being is developed consciousness. He has got better facilities. But the human being's business is not to indulge in sense. To come on the Dhyaya, Deha Jogena Dehina, Sarvatra Labhati Daiva, Yatha Dukkham Adasmata. This is Nishtha. So don't waste your time. Don't waste your time, the valuable time. Prabhupada's instruction is your time. If you simply waste your time simply for self gratification, it is waste time. What is that? But tasya prayasa na kartavyam, for self gratification do not enter. Tasya tat prayasa na kartavyam jato ayut bhayam param. If you simply waste your time for sense gratification, then your valuable life, the time, the duration of your life is being wasted. Because you have already one standard of your sense gratification that is arranged by nature, by law. Be satisfied with that. Do not try to develop. The modern civilization is how to develop the facility of sense. This is modern. For spiritual life, this should be. Rather, whatever facilities you have got, you have to cast away. Not to increase. That is Krishna consciousness. It's like Goswami. They were ministers. But when they went to Vrindavan, they cast away. Nidjahara vihara kādi vijito. Certainly, we all start sleeping, the quantity of eating, making there is no question. So nidjahara, this is spiritual life. This is called tapasya. Tapo dibbama putra kādi na suddhe ko satya. Spiritual life means purifying our existence. Unless we purify our existence, if we keep ourselves in the material condition, then we have to accept birth and death repeatedly. But human life is the opportunity that we can purify our existence. Sarvapādhi vinirmuktam tatparasena nirmalam. We have to become purified. Nirmalam means completely purified. That is it. Mission of human life. The whole thing purified. Why purification required? Because we are after happiness. That is our nature. Anandamayam bhyasat. Everyone, we want happiness. But we are so blind that happiness in the material world is faced with so many other troubles. They say, I want to be happy, I am sitting peacefully, the mosquito will come and disturb me. The bugs will come and disturb me. The dog will come and disturb me. And so many other, there will be some earthquake will disturb me. There will be some storm will disturb me. There will be some fever disturb me. Some calamity will disturb me. So, because all these disturbances are, this is nature. That Maya is always ready to disturb us. Because to remind us that you want to be happy in this material power, that is not possible. I shall disturb you always. This was that. That we have got. I used to see that we are being disturbed. But if we want undisturbed happiness, then we have to purify it. It is for our interest. To become Krishna conscious means that is our interest. Krishna doesn't want that you become Krishna. Krishna wants. But if you do not become Krishna conscious, he has nothing to do. But if we do not become Krishna Dasa, it is power. Chance is law. This is when Krishna comes and he advises Sarvadhanman Paritrajya Mane Tanu Saranam Bhaja, it is for our interest. If we do that, then we become happy. Because we want happiness. So, this is tapasya. It's like if you want to cure your fever is conditioned, you have to accept some rules and regulations ordered by the physician. If you want to cure Bhavaushadhi, so simple thing, suppose in Pangaputrata, in Asuddhesa Satya, little tapusha, it is not very difficult, but if he undergoes a little tapusha, no insulte, no meeting, no gambling, no injury. Little. Not very. Now, those who have given up these bad habits, they are not dying for want of this. But this little tapusha, tapusha, brahmacharya, otherwise, our propensity for sense gratification will increase, and for satisfying our sense gratification, we require money. And for money, they are risking their life. Yesterday, our Pradumba was speaking about the description of the factory. For some money, they are going to factory, Hades life. Much money required. Never mind Hades life. Going underneath the mine, at the end moment, the mine may collapse. With this life, especially, here it is given that Taskara Sivaka Muni. Taskara means thieves. They risk their life. Enter the house of another rich man, and he can shoot him immediately. There is dog, so many, but he risks his life for money. Taskara, Taskara means thieves, burglar. They risk their life. And Sivaka. Sevaka, as soon as you become servant of some materialistic person, he will extract as much as possible service in the factory. That is also very risky. You are not happy. Sevaka. And Bonik. Bonik means merchant. Savoy Bonik. They also risk their life. In European colonization, how much they risk life? When the Americans came there, how much they risk their life? So, because we require money, we have to risk our life in so many ways. So, the best thing is that we have to minimize our wants. We should be satisfied with the Javadatta prayer. As little as possible. Not that we shall starve. That is not recommended. But don't increase. So here, in Vrindavan, we are trying to establish an idea that plain living and advance into Sakasan, that is real business. People, they do not know that Krishna consciousness business is essential, imperative, we must take with nothing we do, sastra, nothing we do. They do not know. Durathayadi bahiratthaman. Out of false hope, they are trying to be happy, material. Bahiratthaman. Bahi means external. External means this body. I am within this body. Dina Sindh Thati. He. So, real I am within the body. But because we are misled, we are thinking, I am body. It's like this heart and core. If I think, I am this heart, I am this core. That is misled. Actually, not. I am within this heart and core. This requires knowledge. We get this knowledge that this body is not all in all. There is soul. As soon as the soul is out of the body, It is a lump of matter. But in spite of all our experience, we are interested only with this body. This is Kali-Kali. This is Kali. We know, we are seeing every day, we are reading in the Shastra, everything, but still we are attached to this body and sense gratification. That is spoiling our life. We should be interested as spiritual aham brahmasmi, as for my business is how to get out this entanglement of repetition of birth and death and be situated in our original spiritual life where eternal life, blissful life, that is our aim should be. But unfortunately, there is no such education. So, in our Krishna consciousness moment, we are trying to give this education, standard education. Srimad Bhagavatam, anartha vasamam sasrat bhakti yogam adhukkaji. Lokasya janata vidyan prakri sasrata sangita. Poor people, they do not know what is their self-interest, what is the aim of life. That for best day is called Vidwan. Vidwan is very learned. He has compiled this asana. Anarthav, unnecessarily wants we have increased. Now, instead of wasting our time for increasing our unnecessary needs of life, we shall be satisfied with the bare necessities of life. If things will be making, we can minimize it. But don't say that you starve, you keep your body uncomfortable and then fall sick, and then your Krishna consciousness business will happen. No. Javadartha prema, anasartasya visa. Don't be attached to sense gratification. Satisfy sense as little as possible, which is essential, needed. It is not strong. Nirmande Krishna. Anasattasya Vishayan Jatharama Pujante. Don't be attached to the sense gratification. Just like eating. It is also kind of sense gratification. To satisfy the tongue, satisfy the belly. But eating is also necessary if we want to maintain our body. And with the body we have to exude Krishna consciousness. Without maintaining the body or disturbing the body, we cannot. So, anything can be adjusted. That is Krishna consciousness education. And we are trying to establish an ideal colony in New Vrindavan and other places. So, I am very glad that in spite of all the difficulties we are trying to, but do it nicely, plain living, high thinking. That is, it is not necessary that unnecessarily we increase objectives of sense gratification and be intact. Minimize it and live peacefully, charitably. Thank you.